Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
Have you noticed that with the passing of years, some fight the aging process for all they're worth? Others seem to just go with the flow. What's the difference? Two attitudes often determine whether you mellow with the passing of time or become angry and bitter because life is slipping by. Some people fight the aging process, and I don't mean by exercise or involvement. They simply become bitter and withdrawn. They're resentful of the fact that younger men and women are getting the promotions, or their hands are wrinkled or hurting with arthritis. And if it were not for hair color, a great many more than the beautician would know that age is making headway. Their attitude of bitterness and anger often causes them to hibernate and withdraw. They become so difficult to handle that even relatives and grandchildren tend to ignore them, thus creating only greater loneliness and resentment. Others, though, mellow like a soft glove with wear, or a favorite pair of slippers that grow only more comfortable year by year. Instead of resenting the aging process, they turn it into an opportunity to do something for themselves, for others, and for the Lord's work in general. Frankly, it would be almost impossible for us to carry on at Guidelines were it not for some of our staff members who choose to use their lives, their time, and resources for the Lord's work rather than just take on retirement and wear out a rocking chair. When they were confronted with decision, they chose to do some of the things they had always wanted to do but couldn't do because of family and responsibilities. Ruth Warren did that. When her husband Jim passed away and the last of her children got married, she went back to school, took a degree in counseling, and worked with us for years at Guidelines, answering many letters each month from friends who would write. Fred Bailey did the same thing. Taking early retirement, he volunteered to come and help. He ended up doing the one thing that he said he would never do after leaving the aerospace industry, run a machine. For 6 years, he duplicated the tapes, and we sent them to radio stations all over the world. I like the advice that General Douglas MacArthur gave, which was really his life creed when he wrote, "Youth is not a time of life, it is a state of mind. It is a temper of the will, a quality of the imagination, a vigor of the emotions." Nobody grows old, he said, by merely living a number of years. People grow old by deserting their ideals. Years wrinkle the skin, but to give up enthusiasm wrinkles the soul. Worry, doubt, self-trust, fear, and despair, these bow the head and turn the growing spirit back to dust. "You are as young as your faith," he said, "as old as your doubt, as young as your self-confidence, as old as your fear, as young as your hope, as old as your despair." So long as your heart receives messages of beauty, cheer, courage, grandeur, and power from the earth, from man and from the infinite, so long are you young. But when the wires are all down and the central place of your heart is covered with the snows of pessimism and the ice of cynicism, then, and only then, are you grown old indeed, and may God have mercy on your soul. Live every day, he said, as though you expected to live forever. End of quote. Yes, age is a matter of the mind. If you don't mind, it doesn't matter. You have just heard the third in a series of programs dealing with aging and the aging process. If you would like General MacArthur's quote, along with what I shared today, you can go to our homepage on the internet, guidelines.org, click on the date for today, print it out. I'd like to hear from you. Email reaches me at guidelines@guidelines.org.